like to talk to?
I only remember the name Obadiah, so I'd like to speak to Obadiah.
Oh dear. Hello, I'm Obadiah. I am a bit depressed at the minute, but I'm glad to meet you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Oh dear, you sound a little bit down. Are you sure you're okay?
I think so. It's maybe the weather.
It's not very nice weather. It gets you down.
Absolutely. I think in this time of the year, you're hoping that the long winter nights are kind of over with, but when it's dreary like this outside, it kind of brings you back to the way you were feeling in December.
There's very little to look forward to. The long summer evenings are very depressing with no one to talk to.
I think it can happen that way, but I don't know. I would say most of the time, the long summer evenings can be a nice time of just a long, relaxed evening, but I suppose if you don't have anybody to talk to, that can be very difficult.
Loneliness is a very depressing thing.
Absolutely. I think loneliness drawn out in extended times can be. I think there can be upside to having time alone, but loneliness obviously is a whole different bag.
Tell me about your lonely time.
In the last 3 years, I've had to do a lot of travel on my own, and
that sounds very lonely.
It can be. Delays in flights, wanting to be home. Had an issue where a woman even passed away on a flight I was on.
Dear, that sounds really, really bad.
It is. I mean, you find yourself wondering why it is you're doing what you're doing, because you think, well, maybe I'm doing things I enjoy, but I have no one to share them with. I'm sitting in an airport by myself, thousands of miles from home, and it can be very, very frustrating.
I've had a very tragic life.
Have you? I think that tragic situations can make small amounts of loneliness or being alone even worse. So I think that can be a real issue.
I can't really see much very hopeful in our current world.
That seems to be a common thought right now. I think when you look at disasters and the way we love to have information spread to us so quickly, and we love things to be covered immediately, that the bad things seem to be compounded upon and multiply rapidly, and people don't tend to watch the news for good things, and so when they hear bad things, it just seems to add on to the other bad things they've already heard.
The bad things go round and round and round in my head.
I think that's normal. I think we don't necessarily dwell on the good because we kind of try to embrace it. But when things bad happen, I think it's something more we think on, because we think, how did we lead to this? How did we cause it? You know, what was my fault? Why is it happening to me? And we ask a lot of these questions that don't get answered.
Tell me about something that made you feel really down.
Let's see. 2 years ago, I had been in a long-term relationship. It was my first serious relationship, and we had a really bad breakup at the end.
It was very bad,
and it led to a long time of being very depressed and being very upset and isolating myself at times. Using just work and things like that to get through the day and things like that. I think it's expected. I think a lot of people go through it, and I think it's just one of those things only time can heal.
Yeah, time is a great healer. I'm hoping that it will heal me.
Yeah, I think time does move things away, and I think eventually you do realize things go on. And if you just constantly sit and dwell on the bad, I think things only get worse, because you're destined to make the same mistakes if you're constantly focusing on them. But I think it is a very natural thing, especially when bad things happen, to be focused on them.
War is very depressing.
War is terribly depressing. The idea of it, and when you think it all the way through and you think, well, I mean, why are people fighting war? Is it because people that somehow or distantly represent them are leading them to this, or it's because it's something that people are actually truly fighting for because they believe in? And the more you think on the problems with it and the flaws and the innocent people that die all the time, or the cost of it, or the things that could be better productive things during that time, yeah, it's absolutely depressing.
People do some terrible things.
Absolutely. It's an unfortunate thing. But I think there's the concept is you have to decide for yourself, are people inherently good or inherently bad? And I think When you see things the way they're presented nowadays, I think you do often find that the portrayal is that humans are inherently bad, and this is a hard thing to deal with, I think, for a lot of people, myself included.
I just feel like crying sometimes.
I've heard that before. I think that's very normal now. I think when we face the things that we face, especially if they feel like they're getting piled one on top of the other, I think that's very normal.
Yes. I would like to crawl into a hole and hide when I feel so low.
I think that's natural. I think a lot of people do feel that way. I think we've all been there too. I think when things are really wrong and you don't want to face anybody, because I think facing people in those moments make you feel worse, because you don't want to put your burdens on others, but at the same time you feel alone in your own burden, and it can be horrifically depressing.
Life is not very nice, really, all around. I don't enjoy it much.
No, I'm sorry to hear that. I think
Thank
a lot
you.
Of people feel that way, and it's an unfortunate thing. I think a thing we have to remind ourselves of is that there's always tomorrow, and if we always focus on the pain that we're feeling right now, and like you said before, time is a great healer. I think if we can focus on that, time will heal these things.
Perhaps I'm depressing you.
Yeah, speaking like this doesn't exactly keep you in a good mood, but...
Perhaps you'd like to speak to someone else.
Sure, let's speak with...
Would you like to speak to Poppy?